Manx Radio Sport.
Sullivan back out to the left-hand side for Sherlock and a short ball in field to Roberts. Roberts now with a little bit of company from the FC Alamein captain, Danny Gerrard. That's a nice ball through to break the lines. Jason Hart, who weights it really nicely into the path and round the goalkeeper and into the back of the net from Jack Price. One pass opening up FC Alamein almost seamlessly. And Padahum, who come under a little bit of pressure over the last couple of minutes, have found themselves in front. FC Alamein 0, Padahum 1. Lovely through ball played straight into the path of Jack Price, who cut in from the right-hand side. Went round the goalkeeper, Matthew Quirk, and with the angle against him, just slotted it into an empty net. FC Alamein were backtracking there. That's all it can take, Darren. Just one moment. Padahum have taken full advantage. The league leaders lead.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say it's gone against the run of play. But that came just after I was saying about Padahum launching the ball up the pitch. The one time in this game they've actually passed the ball up the pitch and they've gotten a goal out of it. So they played to conditions and it paid off for them.
Alex Maitland, long ball over the top of the Padahum defence to find Dean Pinnington on the right edge of the box this time. Cuts back on his left foot, goes back to Charlie Higgins around 25 yards out, finds the overlapping run of Callum Sherry, whips into centre. Middleton can't quite get his touch right. Danny Gerrard trying to get it out of his feet. Back to Sam Baines, deflected back across the penalty area. Part Jenkins half heads clear. Baines goes down under a challenge, and now it's Pinnington, low to hit one, and into the back of the net. And FC Alamein have equalised. FC Alamein 1, Padahum 1. The pressure was telling again, and it was Sam Baines on the edge of the box. After that Callum Sherry cross, neither Baines or Gerrard could get it out of their feet. Gerrard back into the path of Sam Baines, who went down under a challenge. Couple of asks from the FC Alamein players for a foul, but it fell to Dean Pinnington on his favoured left foot. He's arrowed that past Padahum goalkeeper Bradley Sullivan into Sullivan's bottom left-hand corner. So FC Alamein with a quick-fire response only around 5 minutes after going behind against the run of play. They're back on level terms. 1-1, Darren.
Well, I'm at very, very impressive there from Dean Pinnington, because he just put a lot of determination into that one. There was about 10 minutes ago, there was a situation where he was involved in a few duels and he wasn't letting that ball go. That was another one where that ball was going into the back of the net. The amount of power he hit that ball with to get that past the goalkeeper and a defender.
The short goal kick from Sullivan into Sherlock and a ball infield to Jason Hart. That's a really well weighted through ball round the back of the FC Alamein defence to Parr Jenkins, overlapping from that left hand side, clips onto the edge of the penalty area. Jacob Hebter brings it down on his right foot and just wide of the post. Closest either side has come to testing the goalkeepers for the last few minutes here. That was really well worked by Padahum down the left hand side. Jason Hart finding the overlapping run of Parr Jenkins. He whipped it to the edge of the box. Awkward one for Jacob Hebter to take down, took it on his right foot, opened up his body. Matthew Quirk was rooted to the spot and it's just wide of Quirk's left hand post.
Yeah, and you could see it again, Quirk still on his line, rooted to the spot. If he could have got a clean connection on that one, the striker, that could have been 2-1.
Could have been all sorts of problems for FC Alamein on that occasion.
Absolutely.
Sullivan with the long ball forward. No, indeed. No, we have played the 2 minutes, so the signal for the 2 minutes was rather late. But the 2 minutes have been played, and it is half-time in what is a rather absorbing NWCFL Premier Division clash. Half-time, it is FC Alamein 1, Padahum 1. Both sides have looked a threat going forward. Just under 2 minutes after the restart here. It's going to be a right-footed in swinging delivery from Padahum's goal scorer Jack Price. All the way to the back post. Matthew Quirk, he spilt it here. Sherlock, it's cleared off the line. And Carl Watson will bring this away for FC Alamein. Nervous moments for the FC Alamein goalkeeper. Freddie Matchell is there to recover it ahead of Dean Pinnington. Goes back to Bradley Sullivan in the Padahum goal mouth, who under no pressure here just turns away from Dean Pinnington. I can observe his options further forward, but a scary moment there. Looked like a routine catch from Matthew Quirk, but he spilt it right to the feet of Kieran Sherlock, whose effort at goal was blocked on the line. It was just a sea of red shirts in front of him. What seems to be noticeable, Darren, as well, is that both midfields are working so hard for each other at the moment, both on and off the ball.
Yeah, and that's so important, isn't it, in football? Because if you don't really win the midfield battles, then you're not very rarely do you actually win the game. And both have been right up for this one.
That's a lovely through ball to Freddie Matchell, who's set through on goal. He's around the goalkeeper. No, he isn't. Matthew Quirk with the initial save. Stopped on the line with the rebound by Callum Sherry. And yet again, Padahum, as they did for their first goal, they just opened up FC Alamein in a matter of milliseconds there with a through ball to Freddie Matchell, who was through on goal against Matthew Quirk. Out of nowhere, tried to round the goalkeeper. Quirk got a big hand to it. And then the follow-up shot, smashed toward goal, blocked on the line by Sherry, Darren.
Yeah, blocked on the line, but then his clearance nearly came off Alex Maitland into the back of the net. So, nervy moments for FC Alamein there again.
Particularly in the FC Alamein half, they've looked excellent at times on the ball. They've threatened. What do they need to get that final step, to get themselves in front again?
It's often the way, isn't it? It's the final ball.
It's Bradley Knox attacking it on the edge of the ball. Goes for goal and in off the crossbar. It's a thunderous strike from Bradley Knox out of nowhere. And just as I was about to ask the question of Darren, it's Bradley Knox who's come up with the answer. FC Alaman 1, Padiham 2. Bradley Knox picking it up in a pocket of space around 30 yards out. He has absolutely drilled that towards goal. It's soared past Matthew Quirk and in off the crossbar into the back of the net. A moment of brilliance to break the deadlock. Both sides have threatened to do that, and it's Padiham who've done it for a second time to retake the lead. 2-1 to the visitors, Darren.
What a goal. I think it was Alex Maitland. I was a couple of games ago that I was doing the commentary, and he smashed one in from a few yards out as well. So I don't know what it is when I'm down at the ball, but Padiham taking the lead there, talking about the final ball, and sometimes actually all it takes is just one player to say, you know what, I'm going to have a go, and it's 2-1 to Padiham. A lot can happen, and if the game is that we've seen so far is anything to go by, then FC Alaman on out of this, they might even still have the chances and the opportunities to win this game, really, because they've caused the Padiham defence so many problems. They just need to take their chances a little bit better, and maybe they need a player again to do something similar like Knox did for Padiham.
Whitley over the resulting throw on this right-hand side. Pennington manages to turn his marker. Pennington for goal! Big save by Sullivan up to his right. Well, Pennington caught it sweet. He's already scored tonight. And on the half volley, we were right behind that as well. He's arrowed that towards Sullivan's top right-hand corner. Big two hands from the goalkeeper to turn it behind, Darren.
Yeah, he watched that really well because, like you say, we can see we were in the perfect position, really, for that ball. The shot just seems to curl away from the goalkeeper, but he watched it all the way.
Here's Higgins on the left-hand side. Brings it forward into the Padiham half. Arrows a pass through the centre for Pennington. Pennington looking to run at the defence here. Pennington gets past the side and challenge of Holyoke. Pennington pulls it back to the edge box. Higgins low for goal and into the back of the net. It's 2-2. We're level again. And it's Pennington and Higgins who've looked the standout threats for FC Isle of Man. Pennington turning from goal scorer to provider to make it 2-2. Drove at a couple of defenders, did Pennington, and drew a couple of Padiham players to the left edge of the box. He then saw Charlie Higgins in acres of space on the edge of the area, centre of the pitch, pulled it back for Charlie Higgins, and side-footed has just wrapped his foot round it and sent it beyond Bradley Sullivan into Sullivan's bottom left-hand corner. It looked like the keeper got a touch on it, Darren, but FC Alaman won't care. 2-2.
No, they won't, and it's a great goal for FC Alaman. Dean Pennington, I thought, looked like he was a bit void for ideas. Saw Charlie Higgins, his teammate, on the edge of the box, who just first time into the bottom corner. I thought the goalkeeper probably could have done a little bit better. Like you said, he got a fingertip to it. Wasn't right in the corner, so he should have done a little bit better. But
did seem to zip off the surface a little bit. Maybe the bounce has caused an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've got a game on here for the last 10 minutes.
So it is a Padiham corner on this left-hand side. Jack Price with the right-footed in-swinging delivery here. Nervous times now for FC Isle of Man in these last couple of moments. Price in at the near post. It's gone all the way through. Cleared off the line. Callum Sherry clears. And the referee and the linesman, they're saying nothing here. No signal. Ooh. It went through everyone at the near post, right to the back post. It clipped the inside of the post. Padiham already had players had their arms in the air. They thought it was in. Matthew Quirk scrambles across to get a hand on it. And Callum Sherry clears. All eyes went to the referee and the assistant on the far side. Nothing from them, Darren. No goal.
No goal indeed. And Padiham could not believe it. Their manager in the touchline was in shock. From my angle, from where I was standing, I thought that might have actually gone in, but the referee and the linesman says no.
Padiham corner, I should say. This time out on the right-hand side, Darren. It's relentless at the moment from the visitors.
It is, and with only about a minute left.
They've taken it short here. Left-footed. It's swinging to the back post. Philly Holyoke has put it into the top corner and has surely won it. In the dying seconds for Padiham here, FC Alaman 2, Padiham 3. They take the corner short on that right-hand side and fizzed in to the six-yard area. And it's the big centre-half up from the back who rose virtually unchallenged and he's headed it into Matthew Quirk's top left-hand corner. The goalkeeper stranded and FC Alaman, who've come within seconds of grabbing a vital point against the league leaders, have had it snatched away from them. That is what top sides do, Darren. 3-2 to Padiham.
Exactly, Rob. They find a way to win. And you could almost feel that it was going to happen for Padiham, I think. They had the moment before where the ball just seems to go across. Everybody nearly went in. 2 minutes later, two corners later, and it's a goal from the big centre half. So Padiham, like you say, 3-2. Disappointing for FC Alaman. They've been right in this. Probably haven't deserved to have lost that way, but it's football.
As it stands, Padiham will be maintaining their perfect start to the league season. It'll be 6 wins from 6. And that is that. It's a last gasp win for the league leaders, who continue their flawless start to the league campaign. Full-time FC Alaman 2, Padiham 3.
Manx Radio Sport.